Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump is in the books. Congressional Democrats fell short of making the case that Trump incited insurrection and directed the attack on the Capitol. Trump's defense team blamed the rioters themselves and said they were acting on their own initiative. The U.S. Senate exonerated Trump by a 57-43 vote. 67 votes were needed to convict. Senator Mitch McConnell was critical of Trump's actions on January the 6th, but he said that the impeachment was unconstitutional, so he voted no. The Senate's decision doesn't condone anything that happened on or before that terrible day, McConnell said, and there's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of that day. McConnell also added that the Senate's actions simply show that senators did what former President Trump failed to do, and that was to put their constitutional duty first.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.